This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Yep, I got you now. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, guys. Did we survive the weather event yesterday?
We did survive the weather event, so we are good to go. We're good to go. There's no rain today, so that's a good thing for sure, man. But I will say this. It is kind of interesting because we're 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and I kind of feel that whole saying, raining and pouring, could be the case when it comes to 2 weeks away, man. I don't know. How do you feel as we're 2 weeks away from overall in the NFL draft?
I feel like the one thing that I always try to remember when we get to 2 weeks, and I'll steal this from Bomani Jones. He mentioned this a couple of years ago, and I always try to remember this. The NFL draft is a TV show. And ESPN and the NFL Network is invested in everybody thinking the NFL draft is going to be chaos. They want you to think there's going to be six quarterbacks taken in the first eight picks. There might be seven corners. We don't know. It could be chaos. You need to watch. When in fact, it's probably going to go like everybody thought it was going to go like 2 months ago. But they have to sell us on this chaos. So with that in mind, I have to tell myself to calm down about six quarterbacks getting picked in the first round and all this chaos that we're hearing. But the one thing that I keep thinking about, Gus, is do you realize that of the four offensive linemen taken in 2022, the first four in the first round, three of them are outright busts on the offensive line. And I just think that offensive line, it's harder to find them and it's harder to coach and it's harder for the draft people to analyze them than it's ever been. And the more I think about that, it makes me terrified because the Saints need at least one, probably two offensive tackles. And they're really, really hard to find. Even the smart people don't know how to do it. I'm really afraid.
So when I look at all these mock drafts, Ralph, and we discussed it here with Chef Scotty, John Forcade, and General D here as well, the Penn State, Fashanu. I mean, that tackle looks like, I mean, he hasn't given up a sack in 2 years. I mean, like, that's got to translate to Sunday, right? I mean, if he's there, you're taking him and you're comfortable, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's frightened me, I learned recently that he has, like, baby hands. And he's got, like, 8.5-inch hands. That's kind of, you know, not great. I don't know how a giant man that size can have baby hands, but apparently he does. But the thing with these offensive linemen, Gus, I think the thing that we – the thing that I like is I want a guy like him that's not a, I don't want a project. Like, say that we can't be drafting like a Trevor Penning or like a small school guy. Give me a guy that's like from a big conference, played a ton, has all the measurables. Like, I want a guy that even if he's a flop, right? Even if Deshaun is a flop or the other two names that come up, even if they're a flop, like, you could say, well, man, you picked Latham. Like, everybody thought he was good. Like, he checked every box at Alabama. What do you want? Like, I don't want a guy where we're like, maybe if this goes right and if this goes right and if these two things come together, he could be pretty good. No. You better pick a ready-made guy. And, Gus, I would almost prefer them pick a guy, not that it's the same position, but, like, remember when they picked Roman Harper? They picked Roman Harper in 2006, and I can still remember Mel Kiper and the draft analyst being like, Roman Harper, he's an okay pick, but he's going to be what he's going to be, and he's not going to get any better, and he kind of is what he is. And I think you need a guy with more upside. And they were kind of right on Roman Harper, where he gave you exactly what he gave you at Alabama. But, like, that's okay, because the Saints' tackle situation is desperate. If you just said, hey, he's going to be a John Stinchcomb, and he's just going to be – but he's going to be better than Stinchcomb because he's going to play right away. But he's going to be that level. And he's going to be really good, not quite a Pro Bowler, maybe a Pro Bowler when they make the fifth alternate. But he's just going to be a rock-solid dude for, like, 7 to 10 years. Or you can have this mystery box of – there's like a 60% chance that he's awesome and go to Canton. There's like a 30% chance that he's a bust. I would be like, give me the rock solid guy. I'll pass on the upside. Does that kind of make sense where I'm going with this, Gus?
Yeah, Rob, this is John Forkett here. I totally agree with you when you come up to say about the situation. You got to get a player right now who's from a professional college team. I hate to say it that way, but
it's true.
You got to get the top of the elite, top 20 college football clubs that you know of that can pass block. A team that pass blocking, give me those offensive linemen. And you're correct. When you get him on a ball club, that's a different scenario than going out and get a kid from What's the Matter You or, you know, Podunk High. You can't go get these guys. You got to get an established guy that's played and let him go out and play. And that's what we're seeing right now. With the O-line, it's a crapshoot. We all know that. But you got to find somebody to play a left tackle. That's the most important position.
Right tackle, too. Like, what makes us think Ramchek's going to be good to go? Like,
He won't.
Do you guys see that? I don't see. I'm not New Orleans, but
I see
since Dennis Allen made that sort of, like, surprise announcement at the owner's meeting, like, I've seen nothing that makes me think Ramchek is anywhere near going to be playing in 2024.
Well, even if he plays in this year, I mean, you have to look at something for next year.
Well, I mean, he could pass a test to get out there and say, all right, he's ready to play. And what happens in the first series, Aaron Rodgers, boom, he goes down because you're not in training camp. You're not going hard on a guy who's hurt. You need it for the regular season. Bingo, first game of the season, he goes down. Now you're stuck without a tackle. I like what Scotty said. How about putting the Penning over at right tackle? Give him a shot there.
Penning was a good player in college. So I know he was at a small college. They drafted him. Maybe it's taking him 2 years to learn a position. And now that he's got a new offensive staff, who knows? I mean, if we can get something out of Penning, get a really good first-round draft choice on the offensive line, they could be okay. I mean, I realize I'm Mr. Positive, y'all.
Guys, the one thing I think that you make the interesting point about Penning, and I hope they do this, is whatever they decide with Penning, right? Whether they decide, hey, you're a left tackle, you're a right tackle, maybe they try him at guard. Whatever they decide to do with him, I really hope that they stick with the plan, because I think the struggles that he's had for the first 2 years, Gus, if they're like, hey, he's going to play guard, and then during the year, they're like, ah, he's going back to left tackle. Like, yep. I think that's setting him up for failure. So, like, whatever they do with Penning, like, if you told me, hey, they're going to move Penning to guard, and he's going to be just slightly, he's going to be pretty good guard. Like, I'd be like, that's cool, because that's another starter that you could have. So, Penning, to me, is really interesting. Now, I do think the issues that he's had the last, he basically hasn't had an offseason, right? Because his first year, he in the last game of the year, right, he got injured. So last year he didn't have an offseason. And I just think he's a guy, he needed the offseason. He needed to go to these offensive line, you know, the Charles Bentley and these sort of places. He needed the work. And, like, it was, to me, that was devastating to him. So if you want to spin it positive, which I like, I think there's a positive feeling around Penning of like, listen, his offseason has been wrecked. Let's see how he does with a full offseason and a new coaching staff before we throw him into the bin and call him trash officially. Like, I'm still I'm still, it's April, and I like to have positivity in April. I'm gonna be a little positive.
Now I hear you. That is Ralph Palmer.